Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth in Delaware calling in. And I'm calling in today because my dear, dear friend Monica is in hospice now, in the hospital. She probably has hours to live. But I know she knows you, Lord, and we thank you for the way you have carried her through this. And Lord, we just ask you that you would continue to bless her and give her strength as her sisters and her children come to say goodbye to her. Lord, you know you have good things in store for Monica when she gets to heaven, and we just thank you for the way you are going to minister to her in these hours, Lord. As it says in your word, I seek my happiness in the Lord, and he gives me my heart's desire. I give myself to the Lord. I trust in him, and he helps me. He makes my righteousness shine like the noonday sun. Yes, Lord, you are so good to Monica, and she sees that even though she's not getting her wish, which is to live. She does know you, Lord, and spending eternity with you is her great joy. And we thank you for that. And Lord, we just lift up her husband who has just come back to you, Lord, and we pray that you would bring more people into his life to support him in his walk with you, Lord, and for their children, Lord, that they would see the difference you make in their father and what a huge difference you have made in their mother these many years. Thank you, Jesus, for your tender mercies. It says, the Lord is good. His mercy is tender and is full of kindness and steadfast love that will endure forever. Jeremiah 33:11. God bless you all. Thank you for praying for Monica and her family. Bye-bye.
Hey, family. This is Melissa calling in from Albertville, Alabama. I want to call in for my sister, Christy, from Kentucky. Oh, sister, I love you so much. It broke my heart to hear that Tim had passed, but Tim is healthy and well, and he is with Jesus. I love you so. Know that we are all praying. All of us don't call in all the time like I do, but we are praying for you, and we love you so much. And if I could breathe good, I'd sing for you. But since I can't breathe, I want to just read the words to Come Ye Disconsolate. Come ye disconsolate, where'er you languish. Come to the mercy seat, fervently kneel. Here bring your wounded hearts. Here tell your anguish. Earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. God's got you, sister. Hold on. You are complete. I know you said you felt like you weren't complete. You complete in Jesus, and we love you so much. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dab family. This is Beloved in Texas, and I just wanted to ask if y'all would lift up a lady who was in one of my classes. Her name is Aelita. She is a sweet, sweet woman. I believe she's in her late 50s, possibly early 60s, and she tried so hard. I'm so proud of the effort that she put in. I'm so proud of the attitude that she had. But she just was not able to do the job and ended up being separated from the company. And when she came to tell me goodbye and I hugged her and told her I was proud of her, she was crying and said that she doesn't know what she's going to do because her husband doesn't have a job either. She really needed this job. So if y'all could lift up Miss Aelita, that the Lord would bless both her and her husband with good jobs that can help carry them through retirement, and that the Lord would provide for them in a miraculous way, I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
This is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch for when the giants in your life come calling. This one is based on Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world, like a city on a mountain, glowing in the night for all to see. Here's your declaration. I am the light of the world. I encourage you to look up light, see what its purposes are, what its properties are, think about how you use it, and then consider that that's what we are for the world. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, DAB family. This is Panting Deer from Michigan, and it's been really good going along on this trip with you, with Facebook and your chronological speaking about it. And we're really blessed and thankful for looking at and seeing and imagining all the places that you're going and the distances between and how overwhelmed you are. And you did look fabulous in those shades, Jill. But blessings on you guys. And I've been praying more for Jill. Her little voice is so tired. And I'm praying that you'll get healed from that cold that so many of us over here have. And that your bronchioles will clear up and everything. So God bless you. Thanks again. Really enjoying this trip. In Jesus' name.
Hello, DAB family. This is Rob Still, Worship Dude from Nashville, Tennessee. I just want to call in about three things. First, thank you to everybody who prayed for me when I was on my recent missions trip to Korea and then to Greece. I actually did try to call with a prayer update, but I just couldn't get the technology to work. But anyway, thank you so much for your prayers. Secondly, wow, Brian and Jill, what a very, very cool adventure you guys are on right now, looking at the Middle East and Turkey and the lands of the Bible. I'm so very excited about what you guys are doing. May the Lord guard you, guide you, and richly bless your trip. Looking forward to your updates. And finally, this is the main reason I was calling. On October 6th, somebody called in about their friend named Jordan, who was a missionary kid and was struggling to find his purpose and his identity. And that is such a real thing. So right now, we want to pray for Jordan. I want to pray for all who have been children of missionaries or pastors, clergy, whatever. Lord, we pray for healing for all trauma for Jordan. Lord, we pray that you would give him clarity in his identity and that his identity would be truly in Christ and it would transcend all of his history and all the things that have happened in his life. And Father, we just speak these words that Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will work itself out. So we pray that blessing on him. Pray for all who are seeking their purpose and identity in the Lord. Guys, thank you so much. May the Lord richly bless you.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Today is Saturday, October 18th. Love you, DAB family. I'm sure enjoying Brian and Jill and Ezekiel's trip and their daily travel segments for us. I've only watched one of the videos, but hearing their travel log at the end of each daily podcast is awesome, and I hope to catch up on the other stuff as well. Prayer request on the job front. You'll recall I had said we have a bookkeeper that's 42 plus years, retiring November 26th. And we'd had all those candidates in and that all fell through. Okay, we have two interviews lined up for one for Monday, the 20th at 1 p.m. And then on the 21st, we have a second one, which really looks, on paper anyway, looks promising at 8:30 a.m. So appreciate your prayers for those interviews and hopefully that if one of them is qualified and we can get them in there, that they won't have to give a two-week notice. But if they do, they do. But hopefully we can have somebody in there with us to train with the gal before she retires. Love you, DAB family. Have a good weekend. And share God's love everywhere you go. Bye-bye.
This is Hands to Heaven. Has a giant step forward in your life to challenge you? Here's another stone for your pouch. This one is based on John 15, verses 1 and 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever lives in me, and I in him, bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. Here's your declaration. I am a branch on Christ's vine. Have you ever bought grapes from the store and one of the stems on the bunch is bruised, and seen what happened to the fruit on the end of that branch. That's why we need to keep our connection with God clear and strong. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Kingdom Seeker Daniel, this is New Envision Growth out of New York. I know there will be a lot of calls that come in for you, some that get aired, some that don't. Know that we are all praying for you and all those who call in about the loss of their children. We're praying for you. I know your family has just been going through hit after hit. And there's something that you said, though, that just I couldn't get out of my head. Besides you having to grieve the loss of your son, knowing that you have taken on guilt. And I need you to know that your guilt, your sins, without knowing you, yet knowing you, I know you've already repented and your sins have been forgiven. Please do not allow the enemy to put back on you something that Christ already took off of you. And I know it's a human response, especially when our children go astray, but God is still in control even in that, and he always was and he will always be. So please do not again allow the enemy to put something on you that Christ took. So let's go to the word of God. Colossians 2:13-14, he has forgiven us of all our sins. He canceled the charge of our legal debt that was against us and was opposed to us. He has set it aside, nailing it to the cross. Your sins, even the ones you have done and taken on, and the guilt that you are taking on, they were on the cross. They're done. Please do not pick that up along with you having to grieve for your son. Guilt. No. God's forgiving you. You have to forgive yourself and know that your family is here praying for you and praying for your strength. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Hey, family, it's Jesse from Washington. I want to thank you for your prayers first. My ex, the business I built and quote-unquote sold to her, but I've never been paid for, is going out of business now, and it's going bankrupt. So just pray for my ex and her husband that they, you know, figure something out with job, work, etc. My kitchen manager Maria has an issue, like a host of, you know, health issues. One of which is a gallbladder that she has to have her gallbladder removed. And I guess she fainted at work the other day and hurt her hand. And so now she's having difficulty working. And it's like the last cook of their business. And everybody's cashing in like gift cards. So it's like thousands of meals and they're understaffed. And they just don't have any money left. When a van broke down last week, so it's just kind of a nightmare ending to the business. So just prayers for my ex and her employees, and Maria and her health, and that she can get surgery and it goes well and she recovers quickly. And just please pray. I have a deliverance ministry on the 3rd, and I need to really kind of kick some sexual addiction, etc. I had a little deliverance thing last weekend and I haven't thought about nicotine since then, so that's been good. Anyways, love you guys. Thank you. Bye.
You gave us your word to clearly reveal to us our own powerlessness. And then you turned around and gave us your only son to clearly reveal your own magnanimousness. Help me truly internalize the message that these two wonderful gifts reveal. First, that you knew I would never be able to transcend my own fragility unless you provided a catalyst through which I could heal. Secondly, that all I had to do, at least on my part, was to acknowledge and confess my condition and believe and accept your son with all my heart. Believing that he really is your son and has all power to save, not only in this life, but also beyond the grave. It sounds so simple, so easy to do, But I can definitely confess that that is definitely not true. Every day is a struggle, every step of the way, because there's a part of me that always wants to do things my own way, to work out my own problems with the strength of my own hands, to draw my own line of demarcation and make my own stands. But after repeatedly trying and failing over and over again, I'm happy to confess that I've reached my wit's end. And I'm very thankful, Father, for the catalyst of your Son and for showing me how easily this battle can truly be won. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Dorothy out in California. Dr. John, I heard you on August 28th. I'm very behind, you could tell. I'm so sorry for your loss. And I just wanted to extend my condolences.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the love you have given us. Help us to spread that love wherever we go. Help us to be a light in the darkness and a source of hope and encouragement to those who need it most. Whether it's offering a kind word, a listening ear, or a helping hand, please give us the courage and compassion to serve others selflessly. Help us to reflect the same love you have given us that sustains us. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 18th to pray over our children. This is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my instructions deep within them. I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Jeremiah 31:33. God had made a covenant with his people at Mount Sinai when he gave them the Ten Commandments and the rest of the law, which is called the Old Covenant. The people of Israel who were there that day pledged to obey it. Throughout the years, future generations recommitted to keeping it, but they didn't. They couldn't. Much later, in this prophecy given to Jeremiah, God promised that the day would come when he would make a new covenant with his people that would be different from the one he made at Mount Sinai with their forefathers. Sin would be dealt with differently in the new covenant. No longer would God's people be required to trek to the temple with their ram or goat or bird to offer a sacrifice for sin. In a single once-for-all sacrifice, all the sins of their past, present, and future would be fully and finally dealt with. People would relate to God in a different way. Under the Old Covenant, priests entered into the presence of God in the temple, but ordinary people could never come near. But under the New Covenant, Jesus would invite them to draw near based on his perfect record of holiness. God would give his people a new power to understand and obey him. To be continued.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Rachel in South Carolina. Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Dylan and for Ella, for blessing us and those around them with their beautiful lives and testimonies. We thank you for calling them to you, Father. Thank you that they are seeking you. We praise your holy name for the work that you are doing in their hearts. We pray that you would please bless them with eyes to see and ears to hear, that they may know the difference between condemnation and conviction. We pray you would bless them with wisdom, and abundantly so. Bless them with strong believers to come alongside them, that their hearts may be humbled and they will be able to confess their struggles and their fears and be uplifted in freedom from those inner burdens. May they know of your great love for them and make it their solace and their refuge that they continually return to. You are a good, good Father. We thank you so much for the work that you do in our lives, for the sanctification process, that you are so patient in your love for us, Father, that you don't demand perfection overnight. You do set a bar of holiness and righteousness, and yet you come alongside us and help us to achieve that, to look like you, to love us so, and yet you transform us so gently. You are an amazing Father, and we love you. Thank you for Dylan and for Ella. Continue to bless them. Continue to work in their lives. And just keep them strong, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, my dear family. It's Susan from Canada. Gazia LaFlower calling in. Excuse me. And I want to lift up Henry and Monica and all the others who are suffering from terminal cancer. But it's only, Lord God, that you decide when it's actually terminal. And we just lift all these victims up to you and ask, Lord God, that they be given hope, that they be given peace. We heard in Jeremiah today that, you know, you have plans for us, and your plans are the best. And we pray, Lord God, that you would build up their faith, their trust, help them with their process that they're going through. And if it be your will, you would restore their health. In all who are suffering from cancer, and I know there are thousands on this app, praise you, Lord God, for your hope. We praise you, Lord God, for your comfort and your peace in the midst of the most serious of trials. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Good afternoon, DAB family. This is His Beauty for My Ashes. I just wanted to call in. I did hear KSD's message, and I just wanted to tell him that we are here. We are here for you, and we are praying for God's comfort. I really don't have any words. I'm just so sorry for your loss, but my prayer is that God would be with you, that He will comfort you, that He will just hold you close, you and your family. And I just wanted to say that you're in my thoughts, your family are in my thoughts and in my prayers. So Jesus, hear our prayer. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So be with KSD's family. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you. Even in the midst of this sorrow, we thank you because you are good and your love endures forever.
Today is October 19th, and this is Julie, wide-eyed with wonder, and Chris, the pale guitarist from Texas. And we are just calling to ask for prayer and also just extend a blessing as well over business owners. Our household is completely self-employed, and we are entering into a season where we're going to be able to double our income in one of our businesses as we commit to a certain pattern of growth and expansion. And we're just asking for you guys to cover us in prayer as we embark on this exciting time, but also new territory. And so just prayers for that. And then we also pray the blessing over all of you guys out there who are building businesses for the kingdom of God and all the different fields and what God's put in your hands. So here is a blessing. I just pray that each of us, we are resting and trusting children of the King. We are having fun along the way, joining God in His design for our day, honoring the Lord with our time and talents. God is the master builder, and we steward well all that He appoints. As God swoops us up and presses us against His chest, we live through His heart, operating from a creative and inspired place of rest. We sing and find enjoyment in all that we do. Blessings.
Everywhere I look, I see another blessing, God, from thee. What the Bible says about you is true. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. I'm older now, and my hair is grayed, but all my life your love has stayed. My children, family, potential wife, all are intact within my life, and all of us care a lot, and all of us are thankful for what we've got. Prosperity and seasons of good health and many other blessings that could only be considered as wealth. In fact, everything has turned out pretty good for me, and it's only, Father, because of thee. I'm blessed above a lot of other men to have your son as my very best friend. Everywhere I look, I see another blessing, God, from thee. What the Bible said about you is true. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast, for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for October 18th. As hard as we might want to change, and as much as we might want our children to change, we can't accomplish the kind of transformation that is needed on our own. God must do this work in us. When he performs this miracle in our hearts, we find that we want to know him in a way we just weren't interested in before. We find the Bible to be curiously inviting rather than boring. We feel drawn to Christ instead of trying to keep him at a safe distance. We find ourselves grateful for conviction rather than resistant to it. Lord, we find we are powerless to change the fundamental disposition of our own soul. We are in need of nothing less than a miracle. We need for you to create a new heart within us so that we will no longer walk in the same deep grooves engraved on our hearts by years of habitual sin. I love you, family.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of prayer and scripture over legal situations. Revelations 21, 4 and 5. Father God, we lift up to you today the son and daughter-in-law of teacher of his littles and the physical attack that they are processing. Father, although charges were not laid, healing is still required and strength is still needed. Lord Jesus, you will wipe away every tear shed, and there will be no more pain when your kingdom comes. Father, we pray that your salvation brings this couple comfort. God, work through this situation and their healing to guide this young couple closer to you, each other, and their support systems. Father, we pray for this young woman's heart, the emotional pain she feels for this broken friendship, and we pray for the repentance of this friend. And if it is your will to provide justice in this earthly life, may it be for your honor and glory. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, teacher of his littles. Let us know how your son and daughter-in-law are doing.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and we come before the throne of grace for kingdom seeker Daniel and for his family. Lord, KSD has been such a mighty God-fearing man in this community to bring you glory and honor and praise and to spread the gospel. We are asking for you to give forth to him through the Holy Spirit a peace that passes all understanding. Be his banner, his strong tower, his God the Most High, who draws near to him and strengthens him in his weakness, who lifts him up in his sorrow, who comforts him in his grief. Oh, Holy Spirit, pour out special refreshing for Daniel right now, dear God. Let him smell your very presence and give him a fresh anointing, Father God, to take him through this season of grieving, Lord, to be able to even glorify you more. Oh, Father God, touch him and let him know that you are for him and lifting him up, Father God. And Lord, his daughters and D2's mother that found him, Lord, this may push them farther away from God because of their suffering, Lord. But we ask that you do something totally miraculous in this family And let that mother be drawn to your breast, to your bosom, Father God, for comfort. And let these women in this family turn their lives over to you and glorify you in this season of grief.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 19th to pray over our children. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. This is why we work hard and continue to struggle, for our hope is in the living God, who is the Savior of all people and particularly of all believers. 1 Timothy 4:8 through 10. From the earliest days, it is impressed on our kids that if they want to be physically fit, if they want to be able to hit a ball harder, kick a ball longer, or run a race faster, then they have to work at it and train for it. Evidently, that was understood even in the days when Paul wrote this letter to Timothy. But Paul was encouraging believers to train for something that had benefits far beyond a healthier body or a winner's trophy in the here and now. He wanted believers to train for something that would have benefits into eternity. While physical training has some short-term, limited benefit, training in godliness matters now and forever. So while we encourage our kids to stay physically fit, we want much more for them. We want to encourage them in their training for godliness so that their spiritual muscles will grow rather than become flabby as they age. We encourage them to pump iron as they persist in understanding who God is and conforming their lives to His character, refusing to stop the effort when they feel the burn. To be continued. Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for October 19th. As they train for godliness, an inner strength will grow so that they will not so easily be taken in by the latest spiritual fad and not so easily shaken when the winds of difficulty blow in their lives. They will become more likely to embrace God's promise and preach the truth to themselves rather than listen to themselves. Lord, we pray for our children to be rigorous in training for godliness. As our children work hard and continue to struggle at times, we pray that they would see fruit from the effort. That our children is becoming more patient than they used to be, more sacrificial, more receptive to conviction, quicker to forsake a bad attitude, less likely to be easily offended, and less interested in passing along the story that will hurt someone else's reputation. Plant our children's hopes firmly in the living God who will prove true on His promises of the life to come. I love you, family.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch in case you have a giant hurling accusations at you. This one is based on Proverbs 3:32. For the devious are detestable to the Lord, but He is a friend to the upright. Here's your declaration. I am God's friend. We all know what friend means. We also know that there are various degrees of friendship. There's the casual friendship, the work friendship, then there's the true friendship. That one true friend that you can call on day or night and know that they will be on their way the minute you reach them. They're the ones you can count on to tell you the hard truth when what you want is a soft lie. They're the ones that love you not because of who you are, but sometimes in spite of who you are. But they're also the ones that love you enough to want better for you. That's the kind of friend Jesus is. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. It's 9:04 in the evening. This is Brian from Huber Heights, Ohio, asking for prayer for my son, Mitchell. I just checked online, and he is presently in jail. He's been arrested for assault and various other lesser charges. I'm praying that this leads to permanent or long-term forced mental health help for him. I'm praying he won't just be incarcerated, but he will be sent to some mental facility or someplace like that where he can get some help to stabilize him, with the possibility of, if it's God's will to heal him, that he can come out and live a more of a normal life. I've been praying for something to force him to do this, because his behavior has been getting much worse. I'm praying, you know, most of all for his salvation. He says he's saved, and he says he's you know, trying to follow the Lord, but his actions say something much different. I'm praying that he is saved, or will become, come to God's true salvation and narrow path. Thank you for your prayers. As I pray for all of you, continue to pray for my daughter, Ashley, my son, Matt, and my ex-wife, Kathy. Thank you. Praise God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen and thank you.
Hi, y'all. It's Taken with Love from Louisiana. Hi, Ransom from Ohio. Thank you for posting what you posted on the community prayer about prayer. It was so good. I loved it. The Lord woke me up super early this morning, October 19th, I guess because it's my birthday, and he wanted to wish me happy birthday by going over my entire timeline of my life. Well, my life hasn't been perfect, but it's been perfectly orchestrated by a perfect God, and I'm rejoicing today. But what you shared spurred me on to think about prayer. God is so good. We call in for prayer, and we're praying, and the people that hear those prayers pray, and then we get their prayers coming through the airwaves, and we pray again and again and again. Prayers are just multiplied on this daily audio Bible extravaganza. I call it Dab Nation. I just love it. Oh, it's so good. But what you shared just spurred me on that keep praying, people. Keep believing. Keep calling in your prayer requests and praying for others. And of course, your encouragements are always welcome. I especially like the reading from Beloved in Bakersfield, and I really need to know the name of that devotion book. And I certainly appreciate the nuggets that we have been getting from our sister in the pouches. So thank you, hands to heaven. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, you know our hearts. You understand our deepest wants and needs, and you know our every intention. There is nothing hidden from you. You know us better than we know ourselves. There is nowhere we could run to escape your presence, and nothing we could hide from you. You alone are worthy of our praise. And Father, we do praise you because we love you, and we know that you know this too. We don't always know what to ask for when we pray. Our souls are weary and we are tired. We often worry about making the right decisions, but we want to live lives that honor you. That is our desire, to walk in full alignment with your will and the purpose you have for our lives. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Diana, his dearly beloved in Washington State. I just heard the message from Hopeful Daughter in Washington, and I'm so sorry for your loss and what you're going through with your dad right now. And I thank you for your message, that you didn't understand why you didn't call for prayer and while you were going through so many struggles with your son. I'm so grateful that he was able to overcome his Goliath and be at peace before he went to be with our Lord. And I thank you for your encouragement to call in with prayers. I've been struggling for the last month with repeated respiratory infections, and my struggle is not so much with that, but because I can't help my daughter, who just went through a very traumatic emergency C-section, and I nearly lost her. And I've been trying to help her as much as possible. And right now, she's needing me to stay a couple of nights a week while her husband goes back to work the next. He's just started back to work, and she wants me to help with the baby, who's not nursing very well. So I'm really struggling right now, wanting to be there with her, yet struggling with illness. And I ask that you please pray for my health, pray for my daughter's support, and that this just all works out. I love you. I thank you. I'm praying for Brian and Jill on their trip. So exciting to hear everything that's going on with all of you. And I thank you, Christy from Kentucky, for your sharing about obedience with children. I love that. And I'm going to talk to my grandson about that. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Double D from LA. I'm posting to reach out to KSD, King Seeker Daniel. Brother, I heard your post the other day, and I'm just saying that I understand. I hear you. I also lost a child over 10 years ago. My wife and I would lost her son at 19 years of age. So I understand what you're suffering right now.
Hey, DAB family, this is Brian in Florida calling in. A few weeks ago, I called and asked for prayer because my boss was not happy with my work. Had a meeting following that, and I felt like I'd done very well, but apparently not. She's still not happy. And we're now meeting with her every week to improve various areas. I've done this successfully in the past, and I'm praying that I will succeed, that I will understand what she wants, that I'll be a good employee for her, a good reflection of Christ. It's a stressful time, so I'm working, you know, much longer hours than normal, and I've done this work very successfully in the past. So it's something I know I can do. I'm submitted to the Lord, whatever He wants in this situation. But I'm praying for wisdom. I'm praying for excellence in my work. I'm praying to be a good husband for my wife, because she does not need a stressed out husband. She needs me, you know, the way God's created me to be. And, you know, I know God has a plan. So if you are led, I would love prayers any way that that you are led to pray. And God bless you. Thank you so much for your prayers.
Good morning, DAB community. I have a prayer request that may represent one of the greatest needs in all the earth, and I hope you join me. But it's for the spread of the gospel, the harvest, and so, Father, here we come to you, our Father, and pray that Jesus will build the church in a mighty way throughout all the earth, and He'll cause His story to go forth with Him lifted up and exalted, with wide access to multitudes of multitudes who will turn to Him or who need a testimony. And we pray thus, Lord, that He will be seen for who He is, for all that He is, for all that He accomplished, all that He is offering. And they will see their position without Him, their need for Him. But most of all, just desire to have Him as Lord and Savior. And Father, we pray that He would just draw multitudes in the process. And we pray, too, that you will enable those that are touched to turn to him and join and become a part of his body. So we pray for this, Father, this simple prayer, and we thank you for hearing this one. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Blessed One in AZ. It's Saturday, and it's October 18th. It's so weird. I have been going through the messages because I'd left a prayer request last Saturday. Something had occurred at my home, and I was quite upset about it, and I was asking for prayer. Well, I haven't heard it all week, and I was just wondering, you know, did it get aired? So I've actually gone back to the days listening for my prayer request. And boy, does God work in mysterious ways, and I should know this all, obviously. All this time I'm searching and searching for my message, and I've gone back, and on the 10th, I believe it was the 10th, I listened to Hopeful Daughter called in. It was her first time calling. She was calling about her son, Liam. He was a little boy who battled a Goliath, the tumor, and fought the good fight, and now he's with Jesus in perfect health. That happened a couple of years ago, and something about her story just resonated with me. And she spoke of her father and how much she misses him and how he's been lost in addiction since Liam died. Well, I'm no stranger to addiction. I went through 16 years where I lost my life and I lost contact with everybody. And I'm calling in today because I believe God had me searching through all these messages so that I could hear her message. It's not about me. It isn't. Everything's going to be fine. And I needed to hear her message today so that I could speak with her. Hopeful Daughter, I just want you to know my heart is with you. And I know that Liam's up in heaven with my little granddaughter, Maddie. And they're just having the best time ever. I want you to keep calling in whenever you feel.
Hi, this is Jackie. I'm calling from Northern California. I called the other day, and I probably will be calling maybe every day. I'm senior citizen, and I don't know about a citizen, but anyway, I love the Lord, but I'm just having some just attacks by the enemy. I need strength from God. I need strength from your prayers that I will have peace and my anxiety will go away. And I also want to pray for my son, Justin, who needs to turn himself in to the law. He's gone to court and he's been sentenced, so he has a sentence that he has to face and he's avoiding turning himself in. So I pray that God would lead him into that. And I prayed for another friend of mine real quick. Her name's Cindy, and she's homeless, and she has several kids, and she's having a hard time finding help, you know, for home. I can't take her in. I don't live close enough to her. So I love all you guys. I pray for all of you guys, and I thank you that you're there for us broken.
Hi, good morning, Dab family. This is Blessed One in AZ. It's Friday, October 17th, and I want to call in and say a prayer for Kingdom Seeker Daniel. Oh, I'm with you, brother. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your whole family. And D2's mom. And I just know that so many times I've come on here and heard you praying for different people all the time. You're such a loyal servant to the Lord. I just want you to know my heart is hurting for you. I love you, brother. And for what it's worth,
I'm praying that there's some form of peace that you can receive from this experience. I just want you to know I'm affected by it. And I know that you're probably hurting really bad right now and might not want to check the messages right now. And I totally understand that too. But I just wanted you to know that you're loved. And it's not just me. There's a lot of people who look up to you, brother. And I just want you to know you're not alone. I love you. God bless you.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with Eternity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there, a praise report, actually, for my brother. And thank you guys for praying for him and me. I've heard some of the prayers on the community prayer line. I don't know who it was that prayed for us, but it was totally awesome listening to those prayers. I do still need to put a prayer request out there for him. He still has breast cancer. He had a spot on his liver. A spot on his rib. And they found out that was cancer, and it has spread to his pelvis, his femurs, and his spine. He also has another spot on his, in his neck that they don't know. Hopefully it's not spread to his brain. He's got a MRI due, October 29th, where he's going to have an MRI done to find out if it's in his brain. If it is in his brain, it's going to change his life considerably. I've heard people that go under treatment for cancer in the brain cannot drive. He's probably going to have to go hang out with my sister while he does treatments for this. Anyhow, I just wanted to keep him covered up in prayer. I did give him a Bible, and he did download the Daily Audio Bible this past weekend. He said he's going to start listening to that, and he's going to start reading the Bible. So that is totally awesome. Really cool. I'm really glad that he's doing that, and that is all. Just keep Christopher covered up in prayers, and I'll talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Hi, Summer, in the Songbird in Nebraska. I have a visual of that moniker. What a beautiful woman of faith you are. I just heard your prayer, your reiteration of what Brian and Jill shared about the potter. It was just beautiful. I literally paused and prayed with you in the deepest and the most awesome reverence that I have felt in a while. Not that I don't feel reverence, but a lot of times I'm listening and I'm just busy about my own stuff. And who am I, taken with love from Louisiana, to just think that every prayer that comes through is not of you? Oh God, humble me, Father, in your sight. Create a clean heart within me, Lord. And may I too give you all my lumps of clay, and may you take them and fashion them on the wheel called life that you want me to go. Oh, Father, thank you for her sharing this message. I pray that anyone that wants to get that revelation go back to October 18th and listen to it. And yes, we continue to pray for KSD and his family. We really grieve with you, sir. Be glorified, O God, in our lives, each of our lives on Daily Audio Bible. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, everybody. This is Following the Pillar. I wanted to call in a praise report. About a week ago, I was in a accident on the interstate. My vehicle rolled 2 or 3 times. They're not sure. But God was with me through the whole incident. I don't remember any of it, and I did take a little bit of a head injury, but nothing serious. They tested me at the hospital, gave me CAT scans and all that stuff, and I was able to walk out of the hospital that night under my own power. And even more graciously, my three-year-old son, who was in the back seat, didn't have a single scratch on him. God is so good. So I just wanted to call and just let everybody know. I love you all, and God is good, and he does protect us when we need it. So thank you.
This is Hands to Heaven. Have you seen any giants lately? Here's another stone for your pouch, just in case you do. It's based on John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you. I appointed you that you should go out and produce fruit, and that your fruit should remain. So whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Here's your declaration. I am chosen by Christ to bear fruit. Bearing fruit sounds lovely, but the process to get you there can be painful because it does involve pruning. But when we're pruned, we produce more fruit and we produce better fruit. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 20th to pray over our children. The king sent Jehudi to get the scroll. Jehudi brought it from Elishama's room and read it to the king as all his officials stood by. It was late autumn and the king was in a winterized part of his palace, sitting in front of a fire to keep warm. Each time Jehudi finished reading three or four columns, the king took a knife and cut off that section of the scroll. He then threw it into the fire, section by section, until the whole scroll was burned up. Neither the king nor his attendants showed any signs of fear or repentance at what they heard. Jeremiah 36:21-24. When the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, he was told to get a scroll and write down all my messages against Israel, Judah, and the other nations. Verse 2. It was God's desire that perhaps the people of Judah will repent when they hear again all the terrible things I have planned for them. Then I will be able to forgive their sins and wrongdoings. Verse 3. A year later, his scribe, Baruch, took the scrolls and read them at the temple. While most people were busy, too busy to listen and respond, one man, Micaiah, hung on every word of Jeremiah's prophecy and believed it. But when the scroll was read to the king, he had a very different response. He took a knife and cut off each section as it was read and threw it into the fire until the whole thing was burned. We can almost hear him and his officials laughing as they cut apart God's word and threw it into the fire. In the coldness of the room, there was no warmth for God's word, no sadness over sin, no reverent fear, no ears to hear, no heart to obey. To be continued. Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for October 20th. While this scene of rejection of God's word is far removed from us in years, it is not far from us in reality. Whenever and wherever God's promise of judgment for sin and his promise of mercy for sinners who repent are rejected, this scene, in its essence, is repeated. But may it never be repeated among us. May we always warmly receive the whole of God's word in our hearts and in our homes. Lord, we don't want to stand over your word in judgment, picking and choosing what we will read, what we will receive, what we will obey, and what we will reject. We want our home to be a place where your word is welcomed and received warmly. I love you, family.
Hi, this is Winnie B. I am on the September 27th community prayer. I am extremely behind, and I'm not trying to hurry up and catch up, so I'm just going to just listen intently and just pray for each person. There's so many challenges that we're all facing. And I just wanted to mention a few people here. Just want to let you know that not just me, but many of us are praying in the background for you. I pray for Junk the Treasure, for her and her family that are going through a storm right now. For Brian from Huber Heights, for his son Mitchell. He was supposed to get housing on October 1st. I pray that that went through successfully and that he'll be able to maintain it. And he also has mental issues, and I pray for his salvation. as well as for a forgiven child of God who had to put her 15-year-old daughter into a mental institution. For E.B. Jane, for her friends that are still behind bars, I still pray for their salvation and that God would keep them and open doors for her to be able to communicate with them perhaps at a later time. I pray for Anthony in Decatur, who had surgery on the 23rd. I pray that surgery was successful, as well as for Jay Belcher and their family, the situations that they're in. And there's just so many people. Paige Wood, who had an accident, and just pray for salvation for the family. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for healing. I pray for comfort, Lord God. I pray for employment for those who are unemployed. And Father, for those who are going through depression, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would give them the weapons of their warfare to fight this spirit of depression. In the name of Jesus, peace be still to all of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, may our futures be marked by your divine guidance, provision, and protection. May we walk in the path of righteousness, honoring you in all that we do. Surround us with godly mentors and supportive relationships that will encourage and uplift us along our journeys. We commit our futures into your loving hands, knowing that you are faithful to fulfill your promises. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, Dylan. This is Bethsaida. I just heard your message. And I tend to feel the same way at times. I seem to have patience with everyone outside the home, but not patience with the people inside my home. So when I realize that I'm doing that, I also pray and I make it a point to ask for forgiveness immediately. That's how we check ourselves. That's what, you know, our Lord expects us to do. And you're doing the right thing by asking for prayer. I don't do that. So you're one step ahead of me. You know, as Christians, I guess just humbling ourselves and realizing our faults are what we're called to do. And you're doing that. I know it's hard. Life is hard. Life is scary. Every day is scary. I'm 49 years old and every day is still scary, but praying through it and seeing, acknowledging what we're going through helps. I don't know where I'm going with this. I heard your message and I feel you, and I know it's a hard road to you know, not be mad with people. I guess we're just, I don't know, we slowly start separating ourselves and we have to try and do the opposite and be more loving. So I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to have you on my mind as I go through my same situation.
Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, "There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Then there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, 'Get justice for me from my adversary.' And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, 'Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me.' Then the Lord said, 'Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?'" And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every last one of us, God, that, Father, that our faith will not fail, that we'll not lose heart, that we'll not quit coming to you, because, God, you will avenge us. You will heal us. You will acquit us. You will save us, our sons and daughters. You will give us the things that we need, oh God. It is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And if we ask you, God, for good things, it is your desire, your will, and you will at the proper time. Give us the grace and the faith to wait patiently upon you, God. In Jesus' name I pray for all of us. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Calling in for our beloved brother and sister in Christ, Kingdom Seeker Daniel and Lady of Victory, on the passing of their son, D2. We ask, Lord, that you would lift up your children, Kingdom Seeker Daniel, Lady of Victory, during this time. We ask, Lord, for your presence as you walk with them through this time. You are such beloved and faithful Christians calling in and praying for us and allowing us to be a part of their life. And now, Lord, they need to feel your presence as never before. We ask that you would be in the family situation and just bring them all together, Lord, that they will feel comfort and peace and just the love of you, Lord, will flow out to them. As we come together as a community to mourn with them and to sing praise for all the love that they have shown to all of us, Lord. And we wanna let them know that we share that love with them. We lift this up to you, Lord, in Jesus Christ. Amen. And God bless.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Nicole, Living Christ Redemption Story in Florida, and I'm just calling in some more prayers for the children and grandchildren of the Dobb community. And Lord, we just pray today, Lord, we pray that you would help our children learn how to suffer well, Lord, in this life. And Lord, I pray that you would help us as their parents and grandparents and other adults in their lives, Lord, just help us to model what it looks like to suffer well. Lord, we know that this life is so hard, and there has been so much suffering within our community and outside of our community and just across the world. And Lord, we just know that in the hardness of life, that Lord, you are still good. And even though life is incredibly unfair and cruel at times, Lord, that you are still sovereign in it all. And Lord, I pray that our children and grandchildren and children across the community, Lord, would just learn how to suffer well, how to turn to you and rely on you for their peace and their comfort. And Lord, just understanding that you are not finished. The story is not done. Even in the worst of tragedies and situations, Lord, you are still working in it all, in all the details. And you, Lord, have the power to turn all things for good. And Lord, we as your children and we as believers in you, we believe in that wholeheartedly. And we pray for our children, Lord, that they would come to an understanding of that, Lord. And in that, that they would learn that their suffering is not without purpose and not without a plan in your hands, Lord, and that you're just using it all for a mighty big purpose for your kingdom. And we just thank you and praise you and ask all of this in your name. Amen.
Hello, this is Diane from Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to give a praise report. My cousin's husband, Tony, who had a very difficult, he couldn't swallow, and he had to have a feeding tube inserted for a couple of months. But he went through treatment for, they transferred his blood or did a fusion on his blood. Well, anyway, to get to the bottom of it, he's doing well. He's able to eat again. The treatment worked. Took a couple of months, but it worked. And I want to thank you all for your prayers. And I also would like you to lift up my friend Carol, who has an important scan about her cancer treatment on October 28th to see how the therapy is working. So thanks a million for all your prayers. And I love you, DAB. You've been my family for over 10 years now. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hey, Daddy. I love you. I wanted to let you know I'm all right. I know you have a lot of questions. I did too. But they've all been answered now. I promise you I'm good, Daddy. Really good. It's amazing here, Daddy. I haven't seen all there is to see, but it feels like I have. Weird, right? And the colors, oh, Daddy, the colors and the singing. It's heavenly, really heavenly. The Bible doesn't tell the half of it when it comes to this place, not even half. I've met some amazing people too, Daddy, and some of them even know you and me. Pelham told me how you helped him. Adrian introduced me to Tom and told me to say hi. Tim said to let Christy know he's looking forward to a dance. I've met a lot of people who know you, and they know me too, because you asked them to pray for me. Wow. I never realized how powerful prayer was, Daddy. But you knew, and you made sure that there was a lot of them going up for me. Oh, Daddy, my love bucket is full to running over. I've made peace, Daddy. It's all good. I've seen Jesus face to face, and he's all you told me, and more, so much more. I wish I could tell you. There just aren't enough words, but I had to share what I could. It's awesome here, Daddy. I get it all now, clear as glass. It's gonna be a while before we get together again, but it's okay. I'm okay. I love you, Daddy. See you when you get here. Mwah. Words written by Hands to Heaven on behalf of my boy D2. Thanks, Hands to Heaven.
Good morning, family. It's Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. And I just want to say to Christy from Kentucky and KSD, you continue to be in my prayers as you travel this very, very difficult road. And every thought of you takes me to our Abba in prayer for you, even if it's just a word, a sentence, or a prayer. Today, family, I have a prayer request. My neighbor, approximately 6 weeks ago, had a cesarean section and delivered a premature baby. And his name is Jaden, and he has been in the NICU all this time. She says every day there seems to be another complication. Oh, so please pray for her and her husband. She also has a little 2-year-old girl, and her in-laws are there with them, walking with them as well through this time. So please pray with me. Abba Father, you've heard my prayer request, and you see the family, Kanishta and her family. You know what they're going through, and I'm asking you to touch little Jaden's head from his top of his head right down to the sole of his feet, throughout his whole body, that he will be restored to health so that he can come home to his parents and his sibling. Oh, Lord. They are so discouraged that he hasn't been home yet. But you are the great physician. Touch his body and cause his parents to get to know you personally.
Good morning, my dear sweet family. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling, and I want to lift up in prayer the family of the man who was murdered in Arizona. Arizona is our second home, our family's second home, and it's very dear to my heart. Lord God, this family has been torn apart with this. Their lives have been torn apart with this murder, and I pray your comfort and your peace upon them. And that, Lord, that the anger and the injustice of it all would be calmed, and your peace would fill them, Lord God. That mercy and forgiveness, excuse me, would fill their hearts for the people involved. Excuse me, I'm still getting over that cold. and that, Lord God, you would be the glue that holds the family together, that brings healing in their hearts, their bodies, their minds, and their souls, and that you would be their everything as you carry them over these rough waters and through these fiery flames. Let them feel your presence that brings peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, Deborah. It's Fearfully and Wonderfully Made in Winchester, Virginia. And even though you didn't say your name, we knew it was you, KSD, that called. Oh, my heart breaks for you. Oh, how my heart breaks. That we are such a close-knit community, that even though when you call in heartbroken, we recognize your voice. Dear Heavenly Father, I just lift up Kingdom Seeker Daniel to you, that you would hold him in your arms and that you would bring him comfort during this time and that you would heal the hurt in his family. Oh, dear Lord, it's so sad whenever we lose a loved one, but especially a child. I wish I could just wrap my arms around you and let you know how much you're cared for. Dear Father, please just bring Kingdom Seeker Daniel comfort during this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Dabbers, we love you.
Kingdom Seeker Daniel, as you seek the Lord today, may He show you the bounty of love that He is spreading over you, beautiful LOV, your ex-wife and your daughters. Oh, Father, I pray for this man in his anguish. I believe, Lord, that he knows you. He knows that you are the only one who can rescue him from this torment that he's under. Be merciful to him today, Lord, along with the thousands of other prayers that are petitioned on his behalf. Show him, Lord, that if we could sing like he could sing, we would all be singing a song of rejoicing because your banner of love is over him. I know he doesn't feel it right now, Father, but because you're real, because you are faithful, because you are the God of wonders, you are the great I Am. You are the only one who can rescue him from what he's going through right now. And mostly, God, you want to just wrap your arms around him and let him crawl up into your lap. May he do that today. Oh, God, have mercy on him. Oh, God, have mercy on his family. Oh, Father, be with him, for he will never be disgraced as he puts his trust in you. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. God bless y'all. Bye-bye. Taken with love from Louisiana.
Hi, my name is Betty, and I'm from Hamburg, New York. You folks have all joined me with praying for my son, Nathan. And again, I need you to pray for Nathan. He went on a 40-day road trip, ended up getting his car impounded and in jail in Pennsylvania. And my son-in-law has gone to pick him up. We are praying that this will be the road to recovery and that he will finally accept the fact that he needs medication, he needs help. So if you guys could just lift up Nathan, I would really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer request for my family, for my cousin's family. She was killed in a head-on crash on Sunday, October 19th. She was driving to church, and in her van, and a truck crossed left of center and hit her head on. She was killed instantly. The man was taken to the hospital and then airlifted, so I don't know his condition, but just prayer for all involved. She was 63 and lived with my aunt, and was one of her main caregivers. So this will change everything. My aunt may need to go into a facility, or she does have other kids nearby that help out on certain days and weekends as well, but I don't know that she'll be able to live alone, because my cousin Jackie lived with her. So I'm not sure what's going to occur, but your prayers would be appreciated. Thank you. This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Love you, Dab family. Bye-bye.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 21st to pray over our children. True godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into this world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. 1 Timothy 6:6-8. Paul commended to Timothy a very different kind of wealth than most of this world knows. A life ordered around enjoying God and what he gives, instead of a life spent in pursuit of more money. He wanted Timothy and us to know that the godliness that overcomes the craving for material wealth produces great spiritual wealth. Paul made his case for true godliness with contentment in light of what he had observed. Some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. Verse 10. In other words, he had watched some people set their hearts on money only to see it break their hearts in the end. They were blind to the reality that they could not keep what they collected, since none of us leave this life with any possessions. Their money made them vulnerable to powerful temptations and filled them with harmful desires that ultimately led them into ruin. Most significantly, their craving for money and their justification for pursuing it led them away from true faith. To be continued.
Hi, this is Prodigal C. I need prayers, if possible, my brothers and sisters. I am currently trying to go back to the Lord. I've been disobedient. I had a husband who committed adultery against me, and I have still to this day been with him. I divorced him when he committed adultery against me, and tried to forgive him, but I was away from the Lord for a while, and now I'm trying to come back. But the church that I'm going to is the same church that my sister is going to, and I have a lot of unforgiveness in my heart against her. She did some things to me that were very hurtful, and I'm hoping I can reconcile with her maybe and have God forgive me for it. If you can just pray for me, I would really thank God for it. And that's it. Thank you, family.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch in case there's a giant in your life trying to remind you of who you used to be. This one is based on Romans 8:16-17. The Spirit himself thus testifies together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are children of God. And if we are his children, then we are his heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his inheritance with him. Only we must share his suffering if we are to share his glory. Here's your declaration. I am a joint heir with Christ, sharing his inheritance with him. You know, the verses speak of sharing his suffering if we're to share his glory. We all suffer. It's part of a broken world. But how often do we get lost in the suffering and fail to look for the Savior within it? This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, I'm calling from Canada for my 911 call for my niece who is in Ontario, and she did a lot of stupid things this summer, got in a lot of trouble, like really bad trouble, and she was raised in church and went to Christian school. Now she started high school, and so she started not going to classes because she says everybody's gossiping about her, and so she's missed a lot of days, and now she has stopped going home, and her parents are just at their wits' end. They don't know what to do. So could you please pray for her, that she would have a God encounter and she would repent and give all of her troubles and struggles to the Lord. It's a very difficult time. Thank you very much.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for October 21st. As we parent our children in a world that pours on the pressure to succeed and glorifies getting more and better stuff, there is really only one way to impress upon them the genuine joy of being content with enough food to eat and clothing to wear. We, as parents, must be growing in godliness in such a way that we are increasingly content with enough food to eat and clothing to wear. We don't always have to have the best food available or the latest style of clothing. We can be content with enough and therefore enjoy our great wealth into eternity. Giver of all good things, would you create in our children a longing to be godly and content with all that you provide? Will you cause our children to crave all the spiritual blessings in Christ instead of craving more and more money? Please save our children from the sorrows that love of money brings. I love you, family.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, guide us to be generous and compassionate, offering help and support wherever we can. Help us remember that discipleship takes time, effort, and commitment. It often requires us to love people who don't love us back, but encourage us as we continue to share the gospel faithfully. Let us see the humanity in everyone and act with kindness. We ask for your provision and comfort for those who are suffering. Help them to find hope and strength to keep going. Please place someone in our hearts whom we can promote and strengthen in the faith. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the part of the world you're hearing this prayer from. Oh, a lot has been happening. My name is Loveline, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to pray. A lot of our brethren that have called in that we should pray. A lot of people are grieving, especially Kingdom Daniels. Why I say especially, because you said your son died as a result of your past sin. My souls are grieving for you. A lot of people have called in for cancer. A sister calling that are killing people 20 minutes away from their house. They need to evacuate the children from the orphanage. So many stories. Someone calling from prison, stage 4 cancer, that we should pray. So many prayers. And I'm calling in to pray that we are praying at the background every day as we finish listening to the podcast. We prayed, but my spirit said I should call in to pray for everyone. My soul reach out to each and every one of you, and we are praying. As many that need healing, that the healing hands of God will reach out to you. As many that are suffering from cancer, whatever God cannot repair, He will replace. He is the creator. He can create everything new. We are praying for you. As many that are calling in from prison, we are interceding on your behalf. And we pray that the good Lord show you mercy. As many that are sick in prison, we pray for the wisdom of God, for the people in charge to do what is right and to give you the help you needed. As many that are grieving, God will comfort you. As many that need one thing or the other, God is closer to us than we think. He is here, and we are here.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch in case there's a giant in your future. This one is based on 1 Corinthians 6:17. But the person who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Here's your declaration. I am united to the Lord, one spirit with him. One of the devil's most often used scheme after distraction is to try to separate you from your truth. He can't do that. Your truth is stronger than his lie. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Today is Wednesday, October 22nd. Praise report. My sister-in-law and her boyfriend were baptized yesterday. My sister-in-law had been baptized before, but rededicated their lives. And they are going to get married, just immediate family, sometime soon. And we're just so blessed. And I just wanted to pass along that praise. Praying for Kingdom Seeker Daniel and all those that are continuing to grieve. I love you, DAB family. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and I live in Kentucky, and first time that I'm calling in, but really I've been listening to Daily Audio Bible for 6 years now, and know the power of prayer in this community. My husband's sister and her husband passed away in a car accident this weekend, and their 13-year-old daughter survived but has a lot of injuries, and obviously a long road to recovery, and we're trying to support them. They had a son as well who's a little bit older, and we just need a lot of prayer for them, and so I really appreciate it.
Hello. Pardon me. My name is Cherie Lindsay from San Diego, California. I'm reaching out for a prayer request for a very dear friend, Charles Epps. He had problems breathing. He's in a hospice right now, resting easy. They took him off life support, and he's still breathing on his own. And the doctor said that there's no brain activity, but I feel with God's help, he can be saved. He is a firm believer in God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, along with his family. Prayers out to him as well, and all of his friends. I'm one of them. I just hope that no matter what happens, I know it's God's will, and I know he's safe, he's resting easy, but I know miracles are possible with God in your life. I just would like to lift him up to God, plead the blood of Jesus, and just hope and pray, because I have faith bigger than that of a mustard seed. Thank you for doing what you do. Please continue to bless and protect and watch over my entire family. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the King of all kings, and I believe in you. I know my mom is safe up there with you right now. And whoever's lost a loved one, just know that they are very much taken care of by God. It's just the beginning. Thank you. I love everyone who is listening. Thank you so much, and have a great, wonderful rest of your day. God bless all of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping me to continue to having myself put my right foot forward. I struggle at times. No one's perfect. Only God is perfect. But I know that I do listen to my daily audio proverb, and once in a while I listen to the daily audio Bible. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please, I pray for everybody else out there who's struggling.
Hello, this is Carla from Los Angeles. I just was really touched by, I'm a little behind, but I'm listening to your October 16th podcast while you're in Turkey. And I just was really moved by the symbolism of the anchor and the fish. I served in the military, in the Navy, and what a blessing. And I just thank God that, you know, my testimony is that I found God in the middle of the ocean. So I've always been very touched and very, you know, driven by the symbolism, by the symbol of the anchor. And as you explained, that it is a symbol of Christians that have been persecuted and the symbolism of hope and salvation. I just want to praise God and all glory to our Lord Jesus Christ, because he's always had a plan for my life. But I just want to encourage all my brothers and sisters to just really open your heart to the Lord, because he will show you the plan for your life as you go through it. And I just thank him, and I just give all glory. Thank you, Brian and family, for this wonderful trip information, and God bless you all. Take care.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And I want to pray for Lila, who's not doing well after surgery. But most of all, I want to pray for her salvation and the salvation of her family. Lord God, I just ask you, Heavenly Father, to just be with this family in a very tangible way, that they can feel your presence, that they can see you in their hearts, in their minds, that they can worship you as they see your truth and know that you are God and there is no other God before you. I pray for healing over Lila as well, Lord God, as she's suffering so much. I pray that God, through this healing, they would give glory and praise to you all the days of their life. In Jesus' precious and most holy name, amen.
Hey family, this is Melissa from Albertville, Alabama. It's a little loud, I'm at work, but I couldn't wait to call in and lift up my brother, Kingdom Seeker Daniel. I heard your call and it broke my heart, brother. But I haven't been through anything like this, but I had to go to the Word of God because he knows everything. And he loves you and he loves all of us. And I know that God is close to the brokenhearted. I know he will never leave you nor forsake you. I know one of these days he's going to wipe every tear from my eyes. And I want you, Kingdom Seeker Daniel, to be like Job when he lost everything and his wife told him to curse God and die. I want you to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He's got you, brother. Hold on, and we are praying for you. Don't give up. Don't give in. God's got you. I love you. I love LOV, and I'm praying for y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling for Susan in Colorado. Let you know that every time I think of your little group, I pray for them. Lord God, I don't know what's going on in Haiti, and I don't know all the political issues involved, but Lord God, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would reign over this country, that you would keep the people safe, especially the children in this orphanage, and that you would provide for them a place where they can receive medical help, where they can live free of fear and free of harm, Lord God, and where they can prosper and grow, and that all the glory would come to you. I pray, God, protection over these children as you guide and lead them in the direction you want them to go. I pray also blessings and protection over the people who are looking after them and providing what care they need. And I ask, God, that you just put give them strength and wisdom, and that they would follow you all the days of their life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Susie in Colorado, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard your plea October 22nd for the kids to get to a safe place because the gangs are about 20 minutes away. And the only way you are going to be able to do this, well, it's God. God will do it. Regardless if you have to pay gang members for bus travel, however it's done, it will be God. And you ended your message and prayer request exactly biblically. God will help them, their orphanages, their orphans, and God is for the orphan. Heavenly Father, we know that this event has probably already passed, but God, but you guard them, put a fire of protection around them, and keep them safe, keep them healthy and well, and spiritually growing in their faith, that their testimony is going to change this country of Haiti. And it will be kids like this and adults that are helping that will change this country. And it will become a country that lives for you and your glory, Lord. We are just going to believe it. We're going to say it. We're going to speak it into being. That which is not yet, we are speaking into being. Lord, bring peace to Susie and all the adults that are part of the Haitian Children nonprofit organization that is trying to bring medical care and safety, warm, safe, and dry environment for these kids with much of your love. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, and we cannot wait to hear what you are doing, how you are changing the lives of these orphans, and how you are being magnified in the process. We bless you, Lord. We speak your name, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. I want to lift up a few prayer requests. First, for the mother in Bakersfield whose daughter had surgery and is having a rough go of recovery. There's been some vomiting and blood. And I believe her name is Layla. So Lord, we just lift up Layla. We ask that your Holy Spirit covers her with healing and relief from pain and nausea and whatever else she's feeling. And we pray that you just expedite her physical healing, Lord. And I want to pray for the friend that called in for, I believe it's her friend's grandson, Ryan, who had leukemia or has leukemia. Lord, we lift up Ryan. We ask and claim in Jesus' name that he be healed of his cancer. Please bring the right doctors and the right people into his life to help walk through this cancer journey with him, and provide comfort and friendship and love and also healing, Lord. We ask for healing. And I pray for the person, I forgot her name, she calls in from Haiti. She runs an orphanage or works in an orphanage, and they're right now at a pivotal moment where they need to flee. And they're hanging on by a thread. They believe they've paid gang members to allow them to use a bus to get out. So Lord, we just ask that you, and it can only be you, Lord, that you provide a way, that you provide safe passage for these orphans. In your word, you say that a religion that is honorable is the one that takes care of orphans and widows. So we pray for their safety, Lord.
From Junk to Treasure, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the September 27th community prayers, and you were talking about the baby. I think it was your grandson's, that there is no heartbeat, and they needed to proceed from here. And you, the job that you went for, it wasn't going to work out. And I'm sure by now you have updated the community, but I am behind. So God hears our prayers, and you have been so faithful. So I want to lift you up for all that you have added value. Let us pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for From Junk to Treasure and her continued faithfulness. She is such a prayer warrior, but a warrior that puts your word to work. She's just not a hearer of the word. She's a doer of the word. She speaks it out loud. She continues to serve. She continues to put her hands, feet, and mouth to work for your kingdom, advancing it in all ways, even when it seems that the things that she would like to see come to fruition in prayers that she's put for her own life and family don't seem to advance. But God, you are always at work. So we thank you that you are healing the sight of her daughter. We thank you that you are healing the hearts in her family and mending them together. Lord, we pray that her family keep their eyes on you, surrender their lives to you. And we ask just for an abundance of provision, joy, miracles, for from junk to treasure. Lord, she will praise you in the plenty and in the not, but we will speak your name in Jesus' name.
Over. Hey, Dabbers, it's Eyes of a Dove. Just wanted to call in with a praise report. Back in early August, with my son Rylan leaving the house and our broken relationship, I started experiencing some severe heart irregularities, almost like bradycardia, where your heart drops below 16 minutes per beat. Very dramatically low. It was very scary. I ended up having a 3-day heart monitor, 24 hours, and a cardiologist. They put me on what's called propranolol, which I'm still on, and anxiety meds to kind of calm myself down because I was just so heartbroken over what was going on with my son. In that examination, the doctor found a heart murmur and he was concerned. So today he scheduled an echocardiogram test. So this morning I went in, they put a IV with Illuminol so they could illuminate my heart muscle and look at it on the screen and have me run on the treadmill. And my heart came back, perfect model heartbeat, perfect in every way, just the way God created me. No issues, no problems. The murmur was just a natural flowing sound over one of the heart muscles, but everything looks wonderful, and I have a perfect heart health. And I just want to praise the Lord Jesus for touching me physically, to returning my heart to a regular heartbeat, providing great doctors and a wonderful husband who supported me through it. And has begun to help me process my emotions with my wayward son. As I pray for him, I am in communication with him, touch and go. I know he's doing okay. His other side of the family is really surrounded and supporting him quite a bit. And just praying he gets a job here soon and he can look at reconciliation with me. But thank you guys for praying for me. Your Eyes of Dove is doing just fine. I love you and we'll talk to you soon.
Good morning, my dear family. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And I'm listening to the community prayer now, and I'm hearing all these requests for healing, whether it be physical, spiritual, mental. And you know, hearing, you're praying and believing, you know, and that you have the faith that can move mountains. And I just want you to know that faith is displayed more abundantly in a crisis. When we go through crises and we remain faithful to the Lord, that's a bigger story of faith than the miraculous healings that we so richly desire. Not that we shouldn't pray for them, but let's keep in mind how God is using us in this life, that through disasters we still trust in him. And in my life, that has been life-changing for several people, to see what I go through, where I get my strength from, and how I remain faithful to him. So I pray, Lord God, that each person here would just display their faith in you, believe in your goodness, even in the worst of circumstances. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hi, Dabbers, this is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Christopher from the Pretzel City. And you said you hate calling about the same thing, but that's the thing about anxiety, about troubles. it requires you. God heard you the first time, but your soul, our human souls, require us to keep coming back and back and back. And I feel like it's an accountability partner. So I'm letting you guys know I trust the God that's in you, and I trust the God that we all need. So I pray even at this time that you're getting this message a week or so after you left your request, that God is instilling in you the peace beyond all understanding, that no matter what you see and hear on your job, that you still choose to trust God. You're asking Him to move, and there's some situations that are going to move, but you got to stand. We got to get in there. And we're praying and putting Jesus right in the middle of it. I know my words are easier said than done, but you got to stand. Take God with you. Worship on your way to work. Worship as you walk in there and say, God, your will, your way, nothing more, nothing less. When you get a chance, play your worship music and let God be God. God bless you, my brother. We got you covered.
Hi, my name is Mfon. I'm calling to pray for Kingdom Seeker Daniel. First of all, I am so sorry for your loss. It is so painful for a parent to lose a child. And I pray for you. I pray for peace over your life. I pray for comfort. It is so heartbroken. I pray for peace over his mom, your ex-wife. I pray for peace over his siblings. And I ask.
Hey everybody, this is Following the Pillar. I just am calling in. I'm obviously running behind, but I wanted to pray for Kingdom Seeker Daniel. Brother, I don't have any way of even imagining the pain that you're going through. I'm so sorry, brother. You've been such an inspiration to so many people out here. There's not any magic words that will make it better, so I don't know the right words to pray for you, but I just will pray that God be with you and God's peace sit on your soul and just rest with you going through this immeasurable pain. We love you, brother, and we will sit here, Shiva, with you for anything and everything that you could possibly need. We love you. We'll talk soon.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for restoring us when we fall. Help us to strengthen others as we have been strengthened. We pray for those who are struggling today, whether they are facing financial hardship, health issues, or personal challenges. Be with them in their time of need. May we be a source of encouragement and hope in their lives today. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 22nd to pray over our children. God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7. During the years spent raising a child, we can find plenty of things to be afraid of. Germ-ridden shopping carts, raunchy cartoons, trampolines, sleepovers, the internet, the public school system, alcohol and drugs, the influence of questionable friends, outdoor adventures, and then there's college. But our fears aren't limited to what might happen to or in our child. We fear losing the respect or control of our children along the way. We fear that the weaknesses in our parenting may impact our kids in ways that will be difficult for them to overcome. What do we do with all of these very real fears? The reality is that we live in a broken world where really bad things do happen. Sin has broken this world and distorted it, leaving much that is beyond our control. We can't avoid fearful feelings, but can we avoid giving in to fear, being filled with fear, and being controlled by fear? When we find ourselves gazing into the future and beginning to fill with anxiety, we must turn our gaze to Christ. Then we must take hold of His love and mercy, His sovereignty and sufficiency. Instead of giving into fear, we must ask God for the faith to trust Him to provide the needed grace for whatever we're facing in the present and whatever may come in the future. Lord, when we sense that fear is doing its best to squeeze out faith, help us to see that our fear is not from You. As Your Spirit works in our lives and in our family, we have the spiritual power we need to put our trust in You rather than give ourselves over to fear. We can love without manipulation and control. We can discipline ourselves to parent our children out of a confident hope in Your sovereign and saving grace for our children and for us. I love you, family.
Dear God, I come before Your presence, thanking You, Lord God, that we can come before Your throne. What a privilege You have given us, an honor to become Your children, and that we can come to our Heavenly Father. Father, if it is Your will, I pray for Layla. She's vomiting blood, God. She has pain, Father. Jesus, You know her pain. You went through it. You carried it, the cross, Lord. So I ask You, Father, I remind You of Your promises, that by Your stripes, we've been healed. We are healed. I ask You that You heal Layla. Father, please. She needs You. Please be with her friends and families. Help us to put our trust in You. In this situation, Your Father, we know that You hear our prayers. I thank You in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, my sister. We'll continue to pray for Layla. And we serve a God of miracles, our Jehovah Rapha, who heals us. In the name of Jesus, He heals us. Father, in the name of Jesus, please heal Layla. We plead. We ask You with all our hearts. We care for one another here, dear Lord. You can do a miracle. You can do it, Father. There's nothing impossible for You. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hey guys, it's your Eyes of a Dove. I would ask a prayer of protection for my daughter, Mini-Me, Ember. She's 14 years old, and last night, or yesterday afternoon, she received a pirated number text message from an individual claiming to be Jack, an Asian boy who's been stalking her and is now threatening to rape and kidnap her. I took over the messaging and threatened him myself, and he proceeded to taunt me about what he would do to my daughter. So we did call the police. They are investigating on the IT side, see if they can track an IP address. I'll be talking with the school this morning, and of course then there needs to be new precautionary measures on picking up Ember rather than having her take the school bus. And she relies heavily on the Lord and is being very brave, but this is her and my worst nightmare. The enemy is super attacking us, and this individual is demonically driven, whoever they are. I'm just praying for actual protection and peace in our minds, in Ember's mind and in my mind, that she would be okay and that this individual would be caught or just go away and stop harassing us. Thank you guys for the prayers.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is October 23rd. Marilyn called in and you had called about your daughter Bree, that she was in the IC, but I just heard you call back and give us an update, and that she is doing better and she is out of the IC. So as you had said, we give all praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, and we pray for her continued recovery. We pray that she will draw closer to our Lord and Savior in faith. Susie called in and would like us to pray for the orphanage in Haiti. They are evacuating. We pray that that has already taken place. We pray that the Lord and Savior will protect these children and those who are transporting them. We pray that they will have a safe place to go. We pray for their faith. We pray that they will be encouraged For those who are reaching out, that they will have the resources they need and the finances to make this happen and get the transportation that is needed and the protection that is needed. So we want to lift up this orphanage in Haiti, Lord, to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Susie, we give you praise and glory and your husband for being a part of this orphanage and just spreading God's love. So we lift that up to you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And God bless.
Hey, DAB, it is Refined by the Fire in Ohio. I wanted to say happy my birthday with the DAB. It has been 9 years, and while I don't have an exact date, I'm pretty sure it was probably in August or September. However, every time we get to Jeremiah 29:11, that's when I know for sure I have been listening for another year. So while that's been a lifeline for me for many, many years, the first time I heard Brian explain it, it took on a whole new meaning. I was first given that verse as a 16-year-old pregnant mom. And to say that I had to settle into a new situation for the long haul was definitely an understatement. And that baby initially came out with medical handicaps, which is a whole nother world for a while. So anybody else out there listening, thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I look forward to many, many more. I love praying along with you, celebrating with you, mourning with you. And I can't say enough about this community. I'm always telling people that they have to check it out, because 30 days or a year makes all the difference. And God has used this to save my marriage, to restore relationships, and just to keep me on track with Him. I love you all. I will check in soon.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan, and I just want to pray for our brother Bruce. Will you please join with me in praying for him? Father God, we lift up to you today our brother Bruce and the difficulties that he is facing. Not getting the supports he needs as he is suffering greatly with stage 4 cancer. Lord God, we pray for comfort. We pray for dissipation of pain. And we pray for peace. Lord God, we also ask that Bruce gets to talk to his kids, and we just continue to pray for their salvation. Father, we thank you for Bruce and his life and his ministry, and we just ask that you provide him with good sleep and comfort, and if it is your will, Lord God, to take the pain away. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Love you, Bruce. Praying for you often.
Joyful in Virginia. I wanted to call, sister. I heard your prayer request for your sister and the schizophrenia outburst. Oh my gosh, that is so scary. And I want to pray with you real quick. If you hear, sounds like I'm in a construction zone, I'm in one. So let's pray for your sister and go to our most powerful Father. Father God, I ask that you hear my sister's prayers for her own sister, God. Lord, we know this is a confusing time and a time where we become fearful and we're not understanding. And Lord, I ask that you give the doctors the ability to have a new education on the frontal lobe, Lord, and help to heal this dementia. Lord, that's happened in my family. And My family's prone to that as well. And my father is already very forgetful, and I am as well. And so, Lord, we come to you together, me and my sister, and we ask that you heal, and we ask that you give a strength to her sister where she can completely rely on you, Lord, and help these schizophrenia outbreaks to be treated and taught and more knowledge to be brought about. That when one's coming on, her sister can, as much as she can, rely on you to help know that it is and know that there is a way to get through this. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless this family. I thank you so much for my sister, Joyful in Virginia, and thank you for having her pray for me. Lord, we thank you for our amazing Dab family. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray for every one of you guys. I love y'all.
Good morning. I want to lift up some prayer requests from today. Joy in Virginia is calling for her sister. It was kind of hard to understand the full context of the situation, but it seems like there's some mental health issues with her sister, and they took her, or they led her to some place in Kentucky, but they got in an accident along the way, and they were found in a ditch. So, Lord, we pray for immediate physical healing, Lord, of any wounds they might have from the accident, but we also lift her up, Tanya. We pray for restored mental health, Lord, that she wouldn't have any schizophrenic attacks or episodes anymore. We pray that your Holy Spirit just falls on her mind and just heals it fully. And I want to lift up Jackie, who's, I believe they said they were 79, living with their daughter and having a hard time trying to figure out what the next steps are. They can't afford a house or a place of their own. And so I just empathize with you. It's a feeling of being stuck or lost is not a fun one, and it just toys with your emotions and your mind and your moods. And so, Lord, we just pray the joy of the Holy Spirit, the joy of the Lord on this person. We pray the comfort and friendship and companionship of your Holy Spirit. We pray for wisdom and provision about deciding on a new place. We just pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit guides them.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch in case you see a giant. Today's stone is based on 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now, you are collectively are Christ's body, and individually you are members of it, each part severally and distinct, each with his own place and function. Here's your declaration. I am a member of Christ's body. Part of the beauty of the Daily Audio Bible Community Prayer Podcast and the Prayer Wall is the opportunity to be a part of the body, to hurt when someone else hurts, to rejoice when someone else rejoices. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 23rd to pray over our children. Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them, and athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules, and hard-working farmers should be the first to enjoy the fruit of their labor. 2 Timothy 2, 3-6. Many kids who grow up in the church today view Christianity as a way to add to or enhance their lives rather than as a death to the lives they are living and a rebirth to new lives in Christ. There is no way young Timothy could have labored under that misunderstanding. In a letter written from prison, Paul did not warn Timothy about the cost of serving Christ and give him strategies for avoiding the imprisonment he was experiencing. Instead, he invited Timothy to endure suffering for the gospel along with him. He used three images that Timothy would be familiar with to help his protege see what serving Christ should look like images of a soldier, an athlete, and a farmer. Soldiers don't expect a safe or easy life, but instead accept hardship, risk, and suffering as part of the job. Soldiers have to focus on their duties and be wholly at their commanding officer's disposal. So should Timothy and all who intend to serve Christ. Athletes in Greek games had to follow the rules of the sport to have any expectation of being awarded the prize. Likewise, we cannot flout God's laws and expect that we will one day be awarded the crown. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, help us to remember that we are all interconnected and that by helping others, we also enrich our own lives. May we be instruments of your love and compassion, bringing light and hope to those who are struggling. Thank you for the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others. Help us to respond to that call with generosity and kindness. Thank you that we reflect your image to a world of people created for a communion with you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, it's Altalee Halley on the 23rd of October. And I'm sure praying for those who lost loved ones, like the cousin's family or something that was attacked, and also King Seeker Daniel, and you comfort them on every side, Psalm 71:21. And I just heard this verse, a phrase. It said, "No God that you make with your hand is no God at all." And I'm trying to be a witness to my friend Hindu that I've known for years, and she acted like she had accepted Christ into her life. She acted like it. But then I said, well, look for a church. And then she says, well, I go to the temple, and that's the same thing. So, oh, Lord, I pray I can be like to her, and she'll want to know the truth more than anything else. Thank you that she's been open to talking for years, more than any other person with that religion. And continue to pray for Lorna, whose husband died. He joined her church, but I did lead him through the salvation prayer before he died. Just pray that she'll be open to the truth. Her name is Lorna. And also I have a prayer. Pray for these people they moved away. Brooklyn, Adrian, they're having financial issues. Please pray that they would seek the Lord and go to church, take their boys to church, and seek you first, and all these things will be added unto you, unto them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan, and it's October 25th, 2025. My coworker is in the hospital. Her name is Nancy. Could you pray for her? I heard it was pretty serious, so I did tell her I was putting her on prayer chains, so she said, thank you. So I heard it was pretty serious, and I heard she was in pain. So I'd appreciate if you pray for her, and maybe someone will come visit her at the hospital. Thank you. And I just want prayer for finances, because I figured out that I need to work on that first and decluttering before I can move. So those are the two things I need to work on. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 23rd. A farmer's life is not filled with excitement, prestige, or recognition, but neither is it devoid of joy. Paul promises that the Christian who toils for the cause of Christ can anticipate the outrageous joy of fruitfulness in his own life, as well as being a part of planting and seeing gospel fruit grow in the lives of others. We are swimming against the tide as we seek to implant this understanding of life in Christ in our kids. but just as Paul used the examples of the soldier, the athlete, and the farmer as teaching tools to instruct Timothy, so we can use them to teach our kids. Lord, would you develop in our children the obedience of a good soldier, the discipline of a good athlete, and the willingness to work of a good farmer? And would you give us the joy of celebrating with our children the victory over their battles as a soldier for Christ, the prize of finishing the race, and the harvest of their toil in your fields? I love you, family.